after the third house was taken, they took bets in the village that our houses would go too. But they didn't. They held fast, have done ever since. Some say the rock is stronger here, closer to the land. Some say the houses are protected.
By what?
Oh, I don't know. Penny took a sip and passed Isla the flask. Some kind of magic. Isla looked at her, eyes narrowed.
You don't believe that, do you?
Penny paused and looked out to sea. This little finger of land is a thin place. She turned to Isla. Do you know what that means?
No.
It's an old Celtic saying. It means a place where the walls dividing us from this world and the next are so thin you can feel the other world pressing in.
A thin place, huh?
Isla tried out the words. Penny handed her the flask and she took another sip.
So you think our dead ancestors are looking out for us then?
And because the walls are thin here, we can feel them.
Is that it?
I didn't say anything about looking out for anyone. I just said, this place, Penny jabbed her finger on the bench slats between them, is close to other places. Be that the space we occupy after death, or a different time, a different dimension, I couldn't say. All I know is that you can feel things sometimes, and they can't be explained easily.
Feel what?
Penny made an impatient noise. I just said it can't be explained easily. She shifted and pulled her cardigan closer. I've lived here all my life. I've learned not to rule anything out. There's one thing I'm sure of, though. They develop loyalties, houses, especially ours. There's never been another family here but ours.